This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
How did you go getting in today? On Tuesday you had problems.
Yeah, but if I start whinging again, I'm going to sound like this person that's got a vendetta against Melbourne Metro.
You've got to get it out now. If you don't get it out, it's going to eat you up for the rest of the show.
So they moved my trains. It's meant to come 7 minutes earlier. Right. It was 7 minutes late, so came the same time as it did last week, but got me here later.
So you got up earlier, though?
Yeah, had to get up earlier.
No, and got here later.
How cold was it this morning? I'm standing at that bloody train station freezing. I don't know what to do. I'm going to start carrying like rotten eggs and start throwing it at Melbourne Metro every time I drive past their head office. Who's in charge?
I don't know.
Get him on the phone. Where's Andy?
Mate, actually, let's get him. We'll get him on the phone.
Andy's meant to be here and he's left the building. He's probably saw some, you know, bit of tail walk through the room.
Yeah, and he's off.
So I'm still whinging about my train trip this morning.
Okay.
First train out of Werribee, late again. So this is now, the fourth time I've meant to be on air and they're always late.
Yep.
But the exciting bit was when I pulled up here at Flinders Street, I was walking up and I thought there was like drug dogs, but there was lots of guards.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't a drug dog. It turned out to be a poor blind person with a Labrador. But for a minute there, I thought, oh my God, we're having a drug bust at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning down here at... But no.
Did you know you can take, in the US anyway, you could take, you can take food on, well, you can here as well, take food on the plane, can't you? You know, you can't take your bottles of water, but you can take food on.
Yeah, I always get confused about that, whether you are allowed to take stuff in the plane now.
What would you do if you were boarding a plane and someone went on with a cooked chicken? I'm talking about, not just, you know, a chicken sandwich or whatever, a full hot rotisseried cooked chicken.
I love a barbecue chicken. I would be quite happy. I'd like to chew on a wing, a bit of a leg, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, a woman in the US did it. She took a cooked chicken on. She smuggled all her drugs in it.
In the chicken?
In the chicken. So she smuggled it into this hot chicken. The chicken was hot.
Yep.
Like she'd just gone to the supermarket, you know, or the chicken shop and picked it up and she took it. Now, I mean, I would never condone anyone smuggling anything onto a plane. Of course, we wouldn't. But wouldn't you think if you're going to do it, a cooked chicken is going to stand out?
It's so obvious, isn't it? But do you think that's because it's so obvious you're going to get away with it?
Maybe. I don't know. Of course, everyone, you know, could smell it for a start. So she brought attention to herself.
So where's the drugs?
In the chicken.
So where it should have been like a stuffed orange or what, you know, where you pull your hand up and pull those giblets out.
Absolutely. There was I haven't got the exact amount, but there was a huge amount in there. Apparently it was completely stuffed in the middle with this stuff. I wonder if she put sage and onion in there as well.
So this is really good. So I want to know what happens at the end. Did they get the chicken?
They got the chicken. And they got her as well.
Oh, the poor lady. Yeah. I mean, that's what you get for trying to carry food on a plane. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I've done that before. I once had to.
You've taken a cooked chicken onto a plane?
No, I had to fly to Western Australia where Wayne's parents were from years ago. This is before Krispy Kreme had arrived there.
Right.
And his sisters made me buy like 3 or 4 boxes of Krispy Kremes. And I had to line up for like 4 hours down here. Don't you know, but I get these 4 boxes. You carry it through the airport. Everyone jokes. The guy at the checkage bag, oh, they for me. The hostess laughs. Oh, they for me. Yeah. So I finally carried them, put them there. Hours to get to Western Australia. I arrived there. Tourist said to his sisters, look, I bought these 4 boxes of lovely donuts for you. She said, oh, thank you very much. She took them, put them in a car and drove home. I'm standing there with a cup of coffee thinking, well, bitch, do I get a donut? Like, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, all of that, I couldn't. She went. Then the next day,
too.
Her girlfriend, girlfriend came, who works with her. She said, oh, it was so nice you brought all those donuts into work yesterday for everybody.
And so
She took them to work.
You carry them, you did all the hard work, you risked carrying them on
but
the plane.
But you know what I think about? No one checked them. No one looked to see could have been smuggling heroin in my donut. I mean, there's been a few things put up my donut every so often, but I could at least get 18 kilos of cocaine up there.
I'd be really pissed off too, actually.
Oh, but you know what? That happened 10 years ago and I'm still eating up about it.
I was reading yesterday, did you know there's a thing called cake sitting and it's a fetish?
What, to sit on a cake?
To sit on a cake. I had no idea. And
no.
I'm not passing any judgment here. We all have our own fetishes. It says cake sitting is a sexual fetish where people sit on cakes for sexual pleasure. How's that?
So you just sit on the cake.
You just sit on the cake.
And what a waste.
Apparently they become, the person becomes aroused when, you know, copious amounts of cake is applied to the skin. I know, I was reading it, I couldn't believe it either. And it's something about it being moist, messy and squishy and the feeling of it. That's what...
Do you know what? Each to their own. I have no problems.
But I liked this part of it, because when I was reading the article, there was a bit, and it says here, Kimberly, a cake sitter and former professional cake decorator.
Oh, that's...
So she's a cake decorator.
Could you imagine people have bought a cake from her? Oh, I'm sorry that left side's a little bit squashed. Oh, it was happened in the car, she would say, let alone, you know, she's going to turn around, she's going to have like a wet pet a cake on the back of her knickers or something. That's disgusting.
Says she's indulged in a lot of cake sitting in the past year.
She has.
I enjoy it because it feels amazing. It smells amazing. It's not something you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat cake. It's messy and sticky and sweet, and I love it. Can you imagine going and ordering a cake from her? She'd be like, I'll make one for you and there's one for me, and she'd sit on it.
This is creepy. Now, I really like cake, and you've turned me off cake now. Totally. 100%. What am I going to eat?
Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. Tom, a woman's been mauled by a lion, unfortunately, after entering its enclosure to pose for photographs with the big cat.
So this is what, this is terrible. This is this whole going to another country and taking photos with wild animals.
That's right. So Olga Solomina, 46, she's thought to have been attacked by the animal during a visit to a safari park in the Ukraine.
Did you guys used to have a safari park in Melbourne?
There's one out near Werribee, I think.
No, that's a zoo. That's Werribee Zoo.
Oh, okay.
But in Sydney, we used to have like African lion safari.
Oh, really?
And then there would be like a big cage of lions just wander around and you'd drive your car through.
But you couldn't get out of your car.
Oh, no, you could get out of the car.
Oh, you could?
If you were a moron.
Yeah, but there'd be signs, I assume, saying, please stay in your vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a big giant gates and there's lions roaming around a big paddock. Right. And you just drive your car through. Right. And you get
what
to
did you do, Tom?
Well, no, my dad did it. It was raining and he ran out to the boot to get something out, but I think he went to get a knife or something stupid.
Well, so he could peel his apple.
He would only eat green apples with knives. My dad has a problem. I think it was a way to try and intimidate his children.
So hang on a second, can I just put you up? So you were in a wild lion safari park.
And my dad went to eat his apple.
Oh, I feel like an apple. Yeah. I'm going to hop out
and then
go to the boot.
And mum goes, the life's in the boot. Yeah, so he stopped the car, got out, ran around to the car, and it was raining, opened the boot, and then I think he went to throw something in there, but instead he dropped the keys in the boot and shut the boot. So we were stuck in African lion safari trying to do the window. I can remember we had the old Holden HR and we unscrewed it with keys or something stupid, the back seat, and then I had to crawl through this.
What were the lions licking their lips?
Oh, they were just hanging around the car. No one came. I think we were there for like hours.
And no...
No. So I don't know why I changed the subject, but I thought, you haven't changed the subject.
That's actually really interesting.
But people used to always get bitten at African lion safari.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure what happened here because, anyway, she got reportedly mauled by it. She dreamt of travelling to Africa to take in the wildlife, but instead settled for a trip to this park, which offers...
Hang on. Now, the park's in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine. It offers a walk with the lions. So it's not, you know, it's a walk with the lions. But, anyway, speaking to local news outlets, the woman said she was offered the chance to step into an enclosure and take some pictures with one of the animals.
Have you done it before?
Not standing next to a lion.
See, I've done it in Thailand about 15
years ago.
Next
to a lion.
Was actually a tiger.
Okay. Now, so it had been tamed?
I've learned. No, God, no. That from what you find out now, they're drugged. The only protection we had, it was held by this monk. It was held this temple and it was meant to be they rescued the cubs and this people there. It was like the tiger temple. That's what it was called. Turns out to be that they were sneaky little monks who were just breeding them and just selling them. It was horrible. It wasn't what they made out of to
be. And they were meant to be monks.
No, so you actually sit there. We got to lead it by a little, like, chain down the street.
Oh, I find that really
cruel. Your one protection is they put you in this, like, a pit. So there's, like, walls around you.
Right.
And all the lions are there and you just sit there and they bring you over and you sit next to it. The one protection you have is a little monk who has a slingshot and he stands there and he shoots it in the
pump. Slingshot.
A slingshot. Yeah, and I'm thinking, it wasn't until years later I said to Wayne, that was wrong, and we looked into it. Now they've been closed down by the animal parks. Look, I didn't know any different.
No, you didn't know.
I know now, and now I go there. And you, even especially go to Thailand, you walk around the streets, there's someone trying to put an iguana
or the elephants.
You know,
the poor elephants as well.
Yeah,
I'm not.
So I think anyone who goes into an enclosure with a wild animal should be eaten.
Yeah.
And she was drunk.
You think she wasn't eaten. She wasn't eaten. She was just apparently, apparently more. But anyway, she said she was offered to go in and take pictures. And moments after the photograph of her was snapped, you know, sitting down next to this, she said seemingly docile lion. So maybe it was drugged. I don't know. She said the predator clamped its jaw down on her arm and began to drag her. I mean, it sounds really horrific. And she was saved when one of the director of the park was able to chase the cat away. And she escaped, it says here, she escaped with minor injuries to her arm. She's since been discharged from hospital. But the director claims that she'd broken security rules, the woman, by being drunk at the time of the incident. And they'd offered to pay some compensation for her. But so they're saying, okay, you can come to this park, you can take a walk with the animals, with the lions, a walk, and sit next to them and be photographed. But, you know, if you've had a drink beforehand, then it's at your own risk. I mean,
well, I'm stuffed. I'm drunk 24/7 today. I mean, I wouldn't be able to go anywhere near the thing.
I mean, to me, the obvious thing is here, they're allowing the people to walk with the lion. And they're blaming her because she...
Wild animals deserve to be left in the wild,
oh,
don't they?
I agree. Absolutely. Tom, have you opted out of the My Health Record?
Look, we were talking about that today. I wanted to get... It was a shame we couldn't get Dr. Karen in to talk about it because she says to opt out, so I've opted out. I made me and Wayne do it yesterday.
I opted out yesterday as well.
Well, do you look, it's a bit concerning at the moment. If Facebook can steal it, and it was not just... You know, I don't have any problem with a doctor having access, but this means every country surgery, the receptionist is going to get to have a look at it. Everyone's going to be able to have a look.
And the thing I don't like is unless you do opt out within 3 months, you're automatically given one. So I agree that it should be opt-in.
To opt-in.
You know, if you want it, you say, yeah, I'm happy to have one. But, you know, the police and other agencies have also, including the ATO, have decided they want access to the data without a warrant.
Which I'm not quite sure why the tax... department needs to know whether I needed like fungal cream or, you know, like, I mean, but what are they going to get out of that?
Exactly. And I think you were talking about Karen Phelps before, and she raised a good question, which you just mentioned, that apparently the system operator is authorised to use or disclosed health information for the protection of public revenue.
Public revenue?
Why would you, what on earth would you want health information for to protect public revenue?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that either. I can't see why they would. So I decided after reading that, I thought, nah. It also says apparently that it can be obtained by any court or tribunal. You know, that could mean anything. That could mean family courts, employment disputes.
See, this is my concern. I've done nothing. I've never been to a hospital since I was 5.
Haven't you?
No, it's really strange. I don't know why.
I'm really protective. So it's not actually like, good that you haven't been. It's not strange.
It's not like I have health records that anything could have come back and bite me on the bum. I mean, I don't know.
I reckon for me, it's for my medical professionals only and not for anyone else. And, you know, there's
I don't tell the truth to the doctor when I go anyway.
Don't you?
Well, last time I went to the doctor, Wayne has to come. So I always go, yeah, I'm good. Everything's fine. One goes, no, it's not. You know, like it's I'm scared they're going to give me a needle. I am so fearful. I don't know, nothing's worse than a little prick by someone that spent 8 years at uni, you know. I'm so scared. But you know that. The other day I had to take a splinter out of my own finger and I passed out. That's how scared I am.
So earlier this year, don't forget also, we had a health engine which drew the attention of the health minister, Greg Hunt.
Oh, and I think he changed his name. I think it's spelt with a C now. I think it's Greg with a C, Hunt.
Yeah. He ordered an investigation into the online doctor appointment booking service, Health Engine, following reports that it funneled users' private medical information to law firms seeking clients for personal injury claims.
Oh, wow. So if you go to a doctor and because you've got a bad leg, because, you know, Andy kicked me again when I was walking down the stairs, the lawyers will figure that out and come and get Andy.
Well, according to this, allegedly the health engine had been reported that the information had been sent to them. So I don't think it happens on a general basis, but it's just showing that there is that risk that this information can get out there.
I'm telling you, if the government wants to know my health records, they can send Mr. Turnbull over here and he can take my temperature rectally. You know?
Well, also in an embarrassing look for the government, I mean, the coalition member publicly opted out. That was Tim Wilson. He announced he had opted out of the system and believes that it should be the default position, which I agree with. So one of their ministers is actually opting out.
Oh, okay. Is that why they call it a backbencher? Yeah. I thought they were like no back, you know, spineless. Yeah, it's so a liberal spineless venture.
So
yeah.
We both have anyway. If you do want to opt out, I think you've got the 3 month period, you've got to head to myhealthrecord.gov.
And you need your license and your Medicare card. Yeah, so they're stealing more information. Ready. So I'm thinking I'm giving you my license number now to say that I don't want to be involved. That kind of worried me.
Yeah, it should be opt in. I think we agree on that. It should be opt in. If you want it, you can have it. If you don't want it,
look, mind your business.
A study has found that we're racist towards robot.
Do you know what? I'd believe that. Look, we're blatantly racist, aren't we? It comes
well,
with
according to this,
human.
A couple of researchers at Monash University and Canterbury University in New Zealand were having trouble finding any black or brown robots.
Do we have? And so I didn't know there was robots out yet.
Yeah, so they were all white. And so they asked the question, why are they all white? And they investigated and did some tests, and they I think they used this thing called like a shooter's bias paradigm, and they had pictures of robots, and some were coloured and some were white, and they, you know, had guns or whatever on them, and people had to pick which one they thought was a threat, and they all picked the, you know, the coloured ones.
Well, that's crazy.
Which is what they do when they, you know, the same result as if there were pictures of humans.
So I'm proud of myself. I know I'm not racist because I hate everybody equally. If you're human, I dislike you. There's a good chance I don't like you.
How ridiculous is that? I mean, you know, people prefer a white robot. I mean,
is it? I just don't think of that because I mean, look, I'm looking at that story and I go, okay. But who would put a race towards a robot? We put too much of this human stupidity of our hope and emotions, and we're trying to push it now onto a machine.
Onto a robot.
I don't think, do we really care that much?
Well,
I wouldn't care what colour.
Apparently, they discovered that humans carry their racial biases over to robots without a doubt.
But wouldn't it be like buying a new car? You go through the catalogue, you go, oh, that's a pretty red, I'll have that. I had a black car this time I want a green one.
Yeah, we apply our colour preferences to cars, but if we're picking robots, apparently our bias is going to come through.
Well, that's
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I prefer I want brown, so it goes well with my floorboards.
Oh, so you're worried about colour coordination?
Yeah, I'm not.
Your house is so beige, sweetheart. Have you ever get away from beige? Yeah, I've never seen. You know, sometimes if he stands against the wall, he gets blended against it. It's that beige, isn't it? And then you brought Andy in there, and he's between you two. Oh, I'm the little brush of fresh air that comes through. Oh, no, actually, sorry, that wasn't fresh air. That smell will dissipate.
Tom, we're in for a major lunar eclipse this Friday night. It's going to be a big one.
A lunar eclipse.
It's set to happen in the early hours of Saturday morning. The sun, earth and moon will be in perfect alignment. It's going to result in a blood moon. So the moon's going to be completely red.
That's really exciting. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
However, there's a couple of other elements at play that are going to make this one very special.
Because at first when you're talking about that, I thought you were talking about that tradie it's been at my house. There's been a lot of moon and going on from that plumber crack. But
hope it's not a blood moon. But anyway, doomsday, as they're saying, it's a sign of the apocalypse.
Oh, of course.
And Mars is going to also be in the same position as the moon, which apparently is going to wreak havoc on our emotions.
That's true. So if Mars and Earth and the moon are all in line, where's Uranus? Does that line up as well? Because that's going to be really good. Look, we knew we were going there. But you know what else is very good about tomorrow's new moon? Because it's a very long one or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's to get rid of all your bad mojo. So if you want to get rid of all your bad negatives, so this is a time of change now. So we've got a 12-month period to move. So
this is big.
Tomorrow, pee out all your crap.
Well, an astrologer, astrologer Jamie Partridge
I need to do, is astrologer a man that looks at the stars or is the man that makes shit up when he...
No. Well, this guy says, are you serious? It's going to result in an emotionally challenging eclipse.
Oh, so he's one that makes shit up.
Mars's anger and frustration could easily turn to reckless actions because of a harsh aspect to Uranus, he says.
Oh, I knew Uranus was going to come somewhere in there. They can't help it. But, okay, this is all great, but how do I find it in the sky? Am I looking for the moon or am I looking for your Mars or Uranus?
Apparently it's safe to look at, according to reports, but I don't know. I'd look for it. Yeah, there's a NASA eclipse website you can go to and you can find out about it. But
there was a couple of months ago, remember we had that comet that came through and I got up at God knows what time of ridiculous. I walked outside and it was cloud cover. Welcome to Melbourne. Yeah, you can see everything in Melbourne for about 3.5 seconds when there's no cloud.
Well, because it's going to be in the Eastern Hemisphere, we're in a prime viewing position, and given that it's a lunar eclipse, we don't need special glasses or protective equipment to view the moon.
Do we get to howl at the moon?
So you can howl. You can howl at the moon.
Because I know a nurse, and she says this is true. They go crazy.
Do tomorrow. They?
They actually put extra staff on and bring security.
Because
people are mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, we're all going to be emotional this weekend.
Andy's a Cancerian as well, like me, because we're meant to be controlled by our moon and emotions. So you think I'm angry now, bitch. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow.
Tom, I know you're controlled by your moon.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.